The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. With all the great things that are happening all over the world, in our town, in our city, in our state, in our country, many great things are happening. We need to focus on them. And of course, at the same time, turmoil and challenges are popping all over the place. Have you catch your breath yet? Yes, we are in very exciting times. Look at this year alone. Almost half of the year is gone. That's it. But let us focus on our Lord Jesus Christ and what He has promised on us. Christians, those that are faithful to the call, will continue to experience and we will have the best of times. And the world and worldly people will experience the worst of times. It's inevitable. There won't be in between. Separation is taking place even amongst Christians. Separation of goats from the sheep. This is the time when those that are in the middle have to choose sides. Even for our nation, don't be alarmed. Intensity will continue to increase until the evil root in our government is uprooted. We're seeing it now. Everybody is scrambling. And just like what Jesus commanded us in Revelation, let the evil continue to do evil, but let those that are righteous and holy continue to be holy. We must continue to do good. Don't worry about everything else. And when the time comes that we can extend a helping hand, we will be there. We will make ourselves available. After all, even in these turbulent times, we must focus in obeying the Great Commission. We're going to preach the gospel all over the world, and we are going to make disciples. And we will continue to baptize those that are converted into Christianity. We must baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we'll remind them of the instructions that we receive from the Lord, that we know from the Lord, and that's what we do. I know it is challenging to focus on that, but what choice do we have, body of Christ? What choice do we have? That is why when this country are going through turbulent times, I remind myself, I remind the ministry team at Freedom Fellowship Church that we must obey God. So I continue to go all over the world. And during this pandemic, of course, we expanded our outreaches by me training and discipling people from other countries through live streaming. Amazing things are happening. When the evil in our government is uprooted, then the fear of the Lord will come upon the people. Justice will be served. Don't help God on this. Glory to God. Continue to focus your prayer. Continue to prophesy. Continue to think godly things. We will continue to obey the Great Commission. As for me and Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, we will continue to focus on God. We'll continue to focus on the Lord. Truly, judgment is here. But keep in mind that in judgment, those that are righteous, those that believe and have placed their trust in God, they will be judged differently. They'll be blessed. Because why? The word of God is a double-edged sword. So is judgment. So don't fear it. Instead, be prayerful about it. Show mercy. But don't put up with any evil things that are happening. They're trying to change this country into like a third world country. We will not let them. But remember, our battle is a spiritual battle. You and I need to continue to remind ourselves about Ephesians 6. Our warfare is spiritual. It's against the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. It's not people. Those people, some of them are full of demons. Yes, they're being used by Satan. But we need to focus on the weapons that the Lord Jesus Christ and even in his name have provided already. So the people will continue to do evil. And some of them, just like I said in previous broadcast, some have hardened their hearts, even Christians. But the fearful thing is, some of them, the Lord already hardened their hearts, like he hardened the heart of Pharaoh until his dealing or his judgment is complete. And the nation of Israel were delivered from slavery from the Egyptians. This is where we're at now. God is still on the throne. This is good news. But the bad people, the evil doers, will continue to do evil to their own detriment and others to their dealing that they will get saved. In Numbers 25, starting with verse 1, while Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality. That is one of the commandments of the Lord to them, in order for them to defeat their enemies. So, while Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women, who invited them to the sacrifices to their gods. The people ate and bowed down before these gods. So Israel joined in worshiping the Baal of Peor, and the Lord's anger burned against them. The Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of these people, kill them, and expose them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the Lord's fierce anger may turn away from Israel. I just want to remind you of who the Lord is and his characteristics. Even in these times, in Numbers 25, the Lord told Moses what to do in order for the Lord's anger to turn away. He will tell you and I what to pray and what to do to lessen the intensity of judgment if it involves family member. Just don't get in between. Trust God because he loves your loved one more than you love them, and you love them very, very much. And his ways, they are higher than ours. He is a merciful God. We need to consult him. We need to ask for direction or instruction and believe that he is more than able to do what he has promised us. Do not talk unbelief. Trust him, okay? So let us continue in Numbers 25, starting with verse 5. So Moses said to Israel's judges, each of you must put to death those of your men who have joined in worshiping the Baal of Peor. Then an Israelite man brought to his family a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel while they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this, he left the assembly, took a spear in his hand, and followed the Israelite into the tent. He drove the spear through both of them, through the Israelites, and into the woman's body. Then the plague against the Israelites was stopped, but those who died in the plague numbered 24,000. Don't kill anybody, okay? I repeat, our battle now, because Jesus came and we have the Holy Spirit, our battle, our spiritual warfare is not carnal. But they are mighty in pulling down strongholds. So don't do any physical things, but ask God. I have been doing this on what to prophesy, what to release concerning our government, our political leaders, and what is happening. And I release prophecies and with the agreement of the Sasso household. And then we watch it in the news. It starts unfolding. We need to trust God. Our weapons are mighty. They're mightier than theirs, okay? You may look at the natural and they are so powerful. They have all the resources. Nothing can be done. No. God, the creator of heaven and earth, sitting on his throne, laughing at his enemies. So we need to rejoice that when the dealing comes, it is the mercy of God because he's dealing them in this lifetime instead of hereafter, wherein it will be too late to repent. For me, the mercy of God is very obvious in our last days. But he doesn't want you and I, his people, to engage in negativity, in spewing out bad reports. We need to hold on like Caleb and Joshua. No, if God is pleased with us, we can surely take the land that he has promised us. So if God is pleased with me, if God is pleased with this ministry, I know that he is going to have mercy upon United States of America and upon our great state of Texas. So stop worrying, but instead, looking through the spiritual eyes of God. Everything that are happening right now, he is positioning you and I where our hearts are, and he is positioning the nations of the world. He did not wait for 2020 and beyond to allow his enemies to win. That is not the God that I serve. That is not the God that I know. So the plague stopped. But you know what? Casualties? 24,000 because of the sin of the nation. Look how merciful God is. How many aborted children? There are millions. And God still have mercy on us. So we need to keep on praising him. Trust him. He is awesome. So that was a pretty serious situation. But one man, Phinehas, when this man paraded in front of Moses while they were repenting, it means to say he didn't care. He's going to do whatever he is going to do. And that's why he perished. And many evil doers are committing blasphemy against our God. And most of all, stay away from the religious people that are still focused on the list of do's and don'ts. But follow and imitate our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is more than willing to lead you and to teach you into his ways of doing things. I don't watch much news anymore, because I get fed up. I cannot stand watching over and over again the same thing. So several days ago, I watched the news, all the looting, all the rioting, and how our police forces are being subjected to danger. People that are just wanting to protest, and they have a right to, were infiltrated. Some were hurt. Insults all over the place, and other bad things that you cannot even think of, that this is America. So our police force, yes, there were some bad apples, and the system needs to change, but they don't deserve to be put in the same category. We need the police force. We need their prayer, and we need their support right now. And as far as racism in this country, we need to get rid of it. But you know what? You cannot legislate this. It is the issues of the heart. And God has already took care of that. In Acts chapter 10, the Apostle Peter realized that God does not play favorites. We need to get rid of this from our hearts. That's where changes will come. Amen? We need to keep on praying. And we need to keep on praying for our country, for the police force all over this region, and for those peaceful protesters, that they will be heard, that they'll be able to sit with some of our politicians who are not going to divide this country. We're going to be united in love. And let us pray for those businesses that have been destroyed because of these evil doers who infiltrated the protesters. May they be brought to justice. And we pray for the businesses that they'll be able to recover from this much stronger, more prosperous, in Jesus' name. And I told you that several days ago, the Lord gave me release to prophesy judgment upon certain politicians and big corporations that have been dividing this country and are bent on destroying the America that we love. But you're going to see, starting this year, starting this month, that these evil politicians and their handlers and corporate owners, they are going to see in this lifetime that their empire that they built based on corruption and ungodliness, they will see them crumbling. Justice will be served in their lifetime because of a merciful God. So we need to continue to pray for their salvation too. Don't get into hatred. That is not from God. Don't give into fear. It is not from God either. He gave us what? Love, sound mind. These wicked politicians and corporate people, even those that are in the arts and entertainment and media, God is going to give them opportunity to repent, to make corrections. Let us pray that they'll do. These workers, these evil people, they are so consumed with their wanting for power. They are not satisfied with the opportunities that this country, that God gave us, and the blessings of this country. They want more. They crave absolute power. And they want to kick God out of it. Well, they finally crossed the line in every areas. And people of God, more and more, are praying every day. And many righteous people are taking a stand. As I said before in previous broadcast, American people are generally generous. And patriotism amongst the young is rising. The love of God, the love of country, and the love of family in which our founding fathers intent will prevail. Why? Love never fails. So you love this country? You're going to take a stand? It will never fail. We are taking back this country, and never again will we surrender even an inch of God's territory. Our economy will continue to soar as we continue to focus on God, as we love and appreciate this country, and as we love and protect our own family. It is God's will, and it is God's plan, and we will do so. Amen? Let us continue to move forward. And with God's help and guidance, it will fully manifest real soon. Do you know that when everybody in the news last week that unemployment, they never expected that 2.5 million people that got employed, they never expected that everybody is about doom and gloom? No, because I prophesy in our prayer that everybody will be astounded, that even our president and his administration will be surprised. And if we continue to do God's will and to prophesy and to pray the prayers, his heart, his will, and his plan upon our country and upon his people and upon nations all over the world, he will move mightily because he will not share his glory, and he is just waiting for us to take a stand. And I just want to remind you, a lot of wonderful things are happening, even in our lives, even at Freedom Fellowship Charts. And I know that there's a lot of things happening to you too. Just look at the bright side. Don't empower negative reports. Deuteronomy 8:18, "But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, because it is he who empowers you to gain wealth." This transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence, it hinges upon us remembering God, obeying his instruction, and giving him the first fruits of our offering to whatever it is. Be on the giving side, not on the begging side, on the giving side. So wealth is not just about money. The transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence is all about gaining influence to shape the course of the future of our country, its education system, its governance, the arts and entertainment. Where will they use? And God is willing, we will do so. Because why? Psalm 91 says, we will only see before our eyes the punishment of the wicked, but it will not come near us. This is what's happening now. So let us do the right thing, the godly thing. Remember the prophetic scripture that I shared with you last week, Isaiah 58, verse 19. But if you're going to start on verse 18, the Lord said that according to their deeds, it means to say the wicked people, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, and to the islands or to the nations he will repay recompense. And what will be the result of it? United States, America, and all over the world? Once the Lord will start repaying his enemies, the evil workers, and he will recompense his people. In verse 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, that's us, and his glory from the rising of the sun, that is east. China is in the east. So his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. No matter what you're facing right now, my brother, my sister, the Lord has raised the standard against his enemies, which are your enemies. So for those of you that are sick, I want you to lay hands on yourself. And every day before you go to bed or whenever in your pain, lay hands, because God is going to tell you what other course of things that you need to do. So, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release healing upon your people. In the name of Jesus, I bind all forms of cancer, diabetes, all skin disorders. I thank you for replacement of organs that are not there. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for a perfect blood count. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of death and I loosen forth life in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that your people will hear your voice, and to the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. I thank you, Father, that you are leading them to the path of righteousness, to the land of plenty, and they will obey. Thank you for moving in their behalf. Thank you for your divine intervention concerning their loved ones, concerning their situation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. I give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So pray for one another. Pray for me. Pray for this ministry. Once you receive your healing, receive it by faith. Then you think healed, you talk healed, you dress healed, you act healed in Jesus' name. So God bless you for tuning in. Remember, I'm still not inviting people to join us in our Sunday services. We have a lot of senior citizens in our midst, and we continue the social distancing. But you want to join us, we are live streaming every Sunday morning at 10:30. And at 7:30 in the evening, same thing with our Wednesday services. We are live streaming, and I'm about ready to do another training, live streaming. So if you're interested, just let us know. You can also subscribe by going to our website, sogmi.org, or find us on YouTube. These are glorious times, my dear brothers and sisters. I want to encourage you. I don't want you to have any regrets that come at the end of this year and I said, oh, this is what God is talking about. That's why a lot of times I repeat myself over and over again. I sound like a broken record, but I don't mind because it is my job. It is my job to encourage you And sometimes it is my job to skin you alive. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.